You're listening to the BBC. Ahmed Rashid, let me pick you up on what you were saying there. This is a tiny place, you said, not a place you might expect at all. Well, perhaps he would hide out, I suppose, in somewhere like that. But how embarrassing is this for the ISI, the Pakistani intelligence? Or did they always know he was there and perhaps now just decided to tell us?
Well, I have no idea, you know, how, you know, what has happened. We've had Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, come up about 3-4 months ago and say earlier that the Pakistanis do know where Osama bin Laden is, but of course that's been strongly denied by Pakistan. But I think, you know, the recriminations are going to start now very seriously, because it means that it's quite likely that Ayman al-Zawahiri and the other al-Qaeda leaders who are still at large are also probably in Pakistan, and now there's going to be a huge concerted pressure on the Pakistan military to deliver cooperation with the CIA so that they can go after these people.
So, Ahmed Rashid, in these circumstances, which, as you say, there are embarrassments all round, what's your take in terms of the impact of this? We've heard Frank Gaffney speaking to us a little earlier saying it was questionable. Jonathan Marcus suggested it certainly doesn't finish the situation. What's your reading of the effect on the Taliban and, of course, al-Qaeda?
Well, I think the Taliban will be the Afghan Taliban will be quite relieved, because they had already distanced themselves from al-Qaeda and bin Laden, and in fact they are wanting to enter into negotiations with President Karzai in Afghanistan, and the last thing they want is al-Qaeda hanging around their necks, and this in fact is of benefit to them. Al-Qaeda was much more finely tuned up with the Pakistani Taliban and with one of the dissident Afghan groups led by Jalaluddin Haqqani. Now, they will be under enormous pressure also, because any allies of the Taliban, I think, are going to be under enormous pressure. And they're mostly on the Pakistan side of the border. So this is really going to bring the war into Pakistan in a very big way at a time of enormous fragility in Pakistan. There's a lot of political unrest. There's a lot of anger between the army and the Americans and the government and the Americans. And how this is now going to be quickly resolved, we have to see.
That's Ahmed Rashid. Thanks very much for joining us there. Ahmed Rashid there, live on the line, talking about this news again, just for any of you who are joining us, that Osama bin Laden is dead, killed by American special forces, according to President Obama, who announced the news live on US television tonight.
The time is 4:22. Welcome to our special coverage of this breaking news, if you're just joining us. Now, of course, Osama bin Laden was not only behind the attacks in Kenya and Tanzania in the 1990s. We'll be bringing you more reaction from those two countries as soon as we can get it. But of course, 9/11, President Obama, when he just made the announcement that Osama bin Laden was killed, referred to the nearly 3,000 citizens who were killed on that day. He said that they have left a gaping hole in our hearts. Well, let's speak now to Thomas Keane. He's the chairman of the 9/11 Commission. So how much of a difference do you think this is going to make to the families of those who lost people in 9/11?
This will be a tremendous relief to those families, because it was a sense of a lack of completion. Their loved ones, not only in the United States, but people from around the world, were murdered by this man. He was the man behind the plot. He was the one who helped carry it out. And it was unresolved.
Would you have preferred to have seen him come to trial, or is this enough?
Well, it would be nice to have captured him and brought him to trial, but he always said he wouldn't allow that. His bodyguards, my understanding, had orders to kill him if there was any chance of him being captured. So I think that was always a very faint possibility.
When you think about the huge numbers of people who have been sacrificed in this, American servicemen and women, Pakistani, Taliban police people as well, the millions of dollars that have gone into this capture of one man, do you think that it was worth it?
It's worth it. When somebody is that much of a criminal and it commits the kind of crime that he committed, then one way or another he's got to be brought to justice. And particularly when it's a country like the United States. I mean, we would, two presidents now have said the same thing, that we would spare nothing in order to bring him to justice. And today is a culmination of that effort.
Good to speak with you. Thank you very much, sir. That's Thomas Keane, the chairman of the 9/11 Commission.
It's 24 minutes past 4 GMT. You're listening to special coverage here on The World Today of the breaking news of the death of Osama bin Laden, announced by President Obama in the White House just about an hour and a half ago. We can now go live to Pakistan, which, of course, is where, apparently, this incident happened in which Osama bin Laden was killed. Aleem Maqbool, our correspondent, joins us now on the line. Aleem, I suppose the sense is, although President Obama mentioned cooperation from Pakistani intelligence, this was very much a U.S. operation on Pakistani soil.
Well, certainly a U.S. Operation, but it was always going to be very difficult to carry out any kind of operation without some kind of intelligence cooperation from Pakistan, and indeed political cooperation as well. And that's what seems to have happened. Certainly President Obama was keen to thank the Pakistani authorities and President Zardari when he gave his statement. And this all happened not in the tribal areas where a lot of the focus of American operations have been, of course, in those drone attacks, but happened in the town of Epitabad, which is about 150 kilometers north of Islamabad. And what locals are now reporting, eyewitness reports from the area saying there was a firefight late on Sunday night in the area, and there were casualties taken away from a large villa on the outskirts of Epitabad, and that's where this news is now coming from.
And will it be an embarrassment for the Pakistani authorities, because he was living very near to the capital? It had always been said by some in the U.S. establishment that the Pakistanis did know where he was. This seems proof they must have done, or if they didn't, they were startlingly incompetent.
To some extent, yes, it will be an embarrassment, because they had always denied that the senior leadership, not just of Al-Qaeda, but of the Afghan Taliban, were here in Pakistan. That is something that Western observers have been insisting for some time. The Pakistani authorities had said they had done everything they could to find Osama bin Laden and the senior members of the Taliban. And if he were here, then they would have got him. Or otherwise, they were saying that there wasn't enough intelligence sharing, otherwise they would have done the job themselves, and that may be what we might hear over the coming days, that they would have done it themselves if they had had the same intelligence. But yes, certainly an embarrassment that he'd be living in quite a built-up area in northern Pakistan and not in the tribal areas.
And what will this do to the tensions in Pakistan, because we know there is some support, certainly for the Pakistani Taliban and for extremism? Will people be angrier, or will it in some way perhaps damp things down?
Well, I mean, that's a good question, and we're still waiting to see what the response is going to be here. Of course, Pakistan is supposedly an ally of the United States in the war on terror, but there are many Pakistanis who feel that it isn't Osama bin Laden, but it's America that's brought a lot of the problems on Pakistan, not just in the last 10 years or so, but even before that. And Pakistan has changed beyond recognition in the last decade or so. There are bombings regularly, thousands of Pakistani civilians, not to mention hundreds and hundreds more Pakistani troops have been killed. So there will be those who feel America has brought that on them, but there will be those too that recognize, if it hadn't been for Al-Qaeda being in the area, these operations wouldn't have started, and perhaps a lot of those lives would have been saved.
Aleem, thanks very much. Aleem Maqbool, they're live on the line from Pakistan, and the breaking news, of course, that Osama bin Laden has been killed. President Obama announcing that on U.S. television, and we're just hearing now that the U.S. is urging its citizens in foreign areas where the killing could cause violence to limit their travel outside homes, a warning to their people, anticipating perhaps a reaction to the news. Stay with us here for special coverage coming up here on the BBC. This is The World Today from the BBC World Service. It's 4:30 GMT.
Osama bin Laden is dead. President Obama announced the news just an hour ago.
The most wanted man on the planet was found and killed by U.S. special forces inside Pakistan.
We'll be looking at the man and the impact of his death on the fight against terrorism.
This is special coverage in the BBC World Service, replacing Network Africa. You're with Madeline Morris and Roger Hearing. First, a summary of the main news.
BBC News with Ian Purden. President Obama has announced that American forces have killed the founder and leader of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden. He said the operation started with an intelligence lead last August. The news came in a dramatic late-night address to the American people, live from the White House.
Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
Mr. Obama said cooperation with the Pakistani president, Asif Ali Zardari, helped lead the United States to the hiding place of the world's most wanted man.
Tonight, I called President Zardari, and my team has also spoken with their Pakistani counterparts. They agree that this is a good and historic day for both of our nations. And going forward, it is essential that Pakistan continue to join us in the fight against Al-Qaeda and its affiliates.
The United States has been trying to track Osama bin Laden down since Al-Qaeda came to the fore in the late 1990s, well before its September the 11th attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon in 2001, which killed around 3,000 people. Osama bin Laden grew up in a rich Saudi Arabian construction family. He took up arms against the Soviet Union in the 1980s when its forces occupied Afghanistan, and it was while fighting alongside fellow Arabs that he formed the nucleus for Al-Qaeda. As the news emerged, hundreds of people gathered outside the gates of the White House. Groups of mainly young people, some waving American flags, cheered and danced outside the presidential residence. The death of Osama bin Laden, BBC News.
You're listening to The World Today from the BBC World Service in London. If you're expecting Network Africa, because of the breaking news about the death of Osama bin Laden announced by President Obama within the last hour and a half, we are now bringing all BBC networks together to report on this breaking news and to bring you coverage of it. We will, of course, be bringing you further news during the next coming hours of developments, but there is that announcement from President Obama, which was that that Osama bin Laden was killed in Pakistan within the last 24 hours.
And we're going to go straight to outside the White House, where there are extraordinary scenes of hundreds, if not thousands, of people who've gathered. Our correspondent Andrew North is there. Andrew, what's the atmosphere there?
It's an atmosphere of huge celebration, euphoria, and also, I think, relief at what people have heard from the White House this evening. While I've been here, the numbers, the crowds have grown and grown. They now fill a large part of Lafayette Park, just behind the White House, as well as the road in front. People with American flags, some with horns. Many people have now climbed into the trees overlooking the White House, waving their flags, chanting USA, USA. A huge sense of celebration here at what they've heard less than an hour ago.
And Andrew, whilst the experts may dispute over the significance of this for the war on terrorism, the war on extremism around the world, there's absolutely no doubt from what you're seeing there, this means a huge amount to the people. Lots of young people I've seen on television gathered there outside the White House.
That's right, lots of young people, and in fact, many of them started coming here before President Obama even made his announcement, because of course US networks flagged this up quite early, that something very significant was going to come from the White House, and then the word started to spread that it might be about Osama bin Laden, and then people started coming down here in growing numbers, walking down, running down, cycling down, jumping into taxis, and many people I've been talking to say they just wanted to be here, for a sense of solidarity at what they see as a huge symbolic moment. But I think what's also interesting is that quite a few people that I've talked to also say, while they're celebrating this, they realize that this is not the end of the story. They are worried about the possibility of reprisal attacks, possible suicide attacks. They realize after 10 years, almost 10 years since September 11th, this is not the end of the story.
Andrew North, thank you very much. And just to reiterate that the U.S. State Department has issued a warning to Americans worldwide, saying that there is the enhanced potential for anti-American violence following the killing of Osama bin Laden, and saying that given the uncertainty and volatility of the current situation, U.S. citizens in areas where events could cause anti-American violence are strongly urged to limit their travel. travel outside of their homes and hotels.
And within the past moment or two, the British Prime Minister has issued a statement. David Cameron has said Osama bin Laden's death will bring great relief across the world. Now let's go to Fekak Mandu, who's head waiter of Windows on the World. Now, that was a restaurant which was one of the targets in one of the towers on September the 11th, of course, 2001. Survivors have since got together, decided to open their own place. He joins us now. What's your response to this news?
Well, I'm glad that this has happened and this is done, and we find the man that, because of him, you know, we get into wars, kill a lot of civilians outside in Afghanistan and Iraq. I hope that all this war will finish by getting this guy out and killing him, and we get more peace. And we, exactly what we did, you know, after 9/11, we get together, we open up a restaurant in the name of our brothers and sisters that killed. We start training other people, getting jobs to other people, and just showing some unity and some, not like what's been going on since 9/11, all the attacks against Muslims and against Arabs and against everybody who looks like an Arab, and all the killing. I hope that it will finish today.
Do you get a sense that justice has been done?
In one way, yes, the guy is killed, and that's justice. And there are thousands and millions of other people that have been killed all over the world just in the name of funding one person.
Thanks very much for joining us. Fekak Mandu there, of course, one of the people who was involved in 9/11, survived, but of course, had many friends who didn't.
Also in the studio with us is our defence and security correspondent, Jonathan Marcus. Jonathan, I'll come to you in a moment, but first of all, let me go to Abdul Bari Atwan, who's the editor of Al Quds, the Arabic newspaper based in London. Mr. Atwan, you met Osama bin Laden. You've written a book about him. What's your reaction to the news?
Well, definitely it is devastating news to Al-Qaeda. Osama bin Laden was everything. He was the founder of Al-Qaeda. He was actually adored by his own people. So his death definitely will shake the organization. But I believe it is a very solid organization. His deputy, Ayman al-Zawahiri, will take over. And I believe also his sons, who are still staying with him, like Saad and others, maybe actually continue the same legacy of Osama bin Laden. It is definitely very important news. It is a blow to Al-Qaeda. It is a blow to Al-Qaeda cells all over the world. But I believe the organization will still continue to be a very deadly, a very lethal organization.
It's a blow to any organization when they lose their figurehead. But was Osama bin Laden any more than that to Al-Qaeda these days?
Yes, he was. He was like a godfather of Al-Qaeda. His followers actually look at him highly, and his presence definitely was very influential when it comes to the operation, when it comes to the continuity of Al-Qaeda. So I think they will mourn him definitely, and I wouldn't be surprised if we witness some sort of reprisal, revenge by his members of Al-Qaeda, because the man actually was down to earth when it comes to his followers, and whether inside Afghanistan or in Yemen or in Saudi Arabia or different parts of the world.
And when was it that you met Osama bin Laden and interviewed him?
I met him in November 1996, and since then I have been following his steps and following Al-Qaeda. So the man established a very, very strong organization, and he was representing the most radical sort of Islam.
And in 1996, when you met him, did you already see the ideology which was implanted, going on to kill people, not only, of course, in 9/11, but around the world, Tanzania, Kenya, and in many other places too?
Well, actually, when I met him in November 1996, Al-Qaeda wasn't, a big organization like it is now. But I could see that the man is actually planning to be a very important figure in fighting against the American, as he put it in that time. In the beginning, he did not want to fight the American inside America. He wanted to kick out the Americans from Saudi Arabia, his country. But after that, when Ayman al-Zawahiri introduced the organization and became very influential, I think he transformed Al-Qaeda, and he made it big, as we see now. He wanted Al-Qaeda to be a very, very important organization. And it seems that the influence of Ayman al-Zawahiri was very, very important in transforming the organization.
Mm. Just finally, are you surprised with all of the manpower, all the millions, the billions of dollars that have gone into finding one man, that it's taken 10 years?
Yes, you know, I'm really surprised, because for the last 10 years they could not capture him, and billions actually spent on security, spent on, you know, how to fight Al-Qaeda, how to capture Osama bin Laden and kill him. Whether he does worth all this amount of money or not, it is something we have to question. The man cost United States, as I said, you know, cost it its reputation, cost it, it is a lot of financial cost. So I think he cost United States more than the Soviet Union in its peak.
Thank you very much. That's Abdullah Barry Akbar, the editor of Al Quds in London.